not many people of the modern day have seen a crucifixion. It is a grotesque and ugly thing. There have been some pictures published recently of Christians being crucified in our present day in certain parts of the world, possibly thousands of them. And the pictures are difficult to look at. Bodies hanging with disjointed limbs in distorted poses, hands nailed, feet nailed, body slumped forward. It's awful. Jesus' crucifixion was like that. It's so sanitized sometimes in our pictures and in our crucifixes that we don't see how broken Jesus' body was, how the life was wrung out of him with torture. But thinking about crucifixion is not complete until we think about the resurrection and the power of the sacrifice of Jesus for renewal in our lives right now, for renewal of our lives when we die, that newness of life can come through this horrible thing. The resurrection tells us that sacrifice has great power for renewal. That's why Jesus urged us to take up the cross, because there was great power in sacrifice in our lives, not through our own merit, but by the merit of God, for our own sacrifice of our lives, making ourselves a living sacrifice, brings the power of God for renewal. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in the 12th chapter of Romans, beginning with the first verse. I beg of you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, that's what Jesus did. He proved the will of God for eternal life by sacrificing himself, and the power of God raised him from the dead. It is a picture of the Christian life. Oh, give yourself to God today and every day, and the power of continued renewal will be in your life today. Let's pray. Oh, Father, renew me today. May the power of Jesus and the power of the resurrection be in my life for renewing my mind, my spirit, my body, and ultimately my whole being. At the resurrection, I give myself to you as a sacrifice for that purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.